With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Today, Kentucky travels down to Florida to take on the Gators in the Swamp, a top 25 matchup in the SEC. The first top 25 matchup in the SEC, and Pennant Deep breaks down everything you need to know. Obviously, the most important things, like the big dog of the week. Boys do what they want to do. Men do what they have to do. And, of course, if you're living under a rock, the queen is dead. So we, of course, pay great tribute, or Max pays great tribute to her. But let's get into the show.
Go! Every time so others... go every time so others may... Every time.
Get some.
Live from KS Bar and Grill, introducing Pennant Deep with Max Duffy and Miles.
Welcome in to the Florida pregame show for Pennant Deep at Pennant Deep KSR. I'm the host, Max Duffy, former punter of University of Kentucky Wildcats. Wow. Miles Butler, the former kicker of University of Kentucky Wildcats. How are you?
It sounds like you're struggling a bit.
Yeah, I am struggling a little bit. You know why? Because I'm sick of the talk.
It's time to turn up
or go home.
What did Coach Stoops used to say? Something about I'll mess it up. It basically like it's time
true?
To no buckle it up. I think he said that.
Yeah,
it's
frothing,
time
to, frothing,
yeah,
frothing,
yeah, frothing at the mouth. It's time to actually buckle it up and go play.
We are absolutely frothing at the mouth. I'm being so sick of all the talk, and we, you know, obviously we're a podcast, so we talk a lot of shit sometimes. But I'm just so sick of all the preseason talk, people doing all the hypotheticals, they're getting out their crystal balls, they're, you know, just making up all the hyperbole. Oh, terrible. Let's just get out and play, let's see how we do, and then let's either talk the talk or walk the walk. Miles?
J.J. Weaver is also done with the talking. He's heard enough of Anthony Richardson. AR-15 is retired. Anthony Richardson is back. Weaver, did you see his quote this week?
I did. You want to refresh my memory?
We're not going to let him run.
Yeah.
We've got a game plan for that.
What do you think that would be?
Amputation.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I could think of that would keep Anthony Richardson from running.
We aren't going to let him run.
We're not, no. We've got a game plan for that.
Could you imagine first play of the game, or you see an ESPN like update come up on your phone, Kentucky Wildcats shot Anthony Richardson in the kneecaps pre-game. Refs have said, we'll allow it. It's within the 90-minute window. We'll allow it.
The queen died. Will you show some respect for just like, can we not talk about like shooting people?
We'll get to the queen.
She didn't get shot.
It's just too soon. But she's dead. The shooting is
okay.
Just,
hold on.
He didn't
all
have
right.
to. Okay. Oh.
It's just too soon.
This
first
is
of
where
all,
we're going to start.
To our fearless leader, the queen. Well, my fearless leader, the queen. Rest in peace, you old witch. Thanks for leading us. We have to change our money now because of you. Everything has to be changed. But in all seriousness, I was extremely sad about the Queen dying. You know, that is actually our leader, and people in Australia and in England, in all of the Commonwealth, Canada, Jamaica, et cetera, they all are extremely saddened by the news. I get a message during the week, on the day, from Brent Wainscott. Hey, man, nice tweet. We'll get to that in a second. Nice tweet. Who really cares about the Queen dying?
That's not what I said.
She's 96. And she's led a country, she's led a Commonwealth, she's led multiple countries, and you say, who cares about the Queen dying? Who actually cares?
I do not care. Respectfully, I don't care.
How do you say respectfully to that?
You can't just say respectfully and that means what you say following that is respectful.
What movie is that from?
What movie?
With all due respect.
I have no idea.
I think it's Talladega Nights. Because he says something about, with all due respect, you suck or something. He's like, you can't just say with all due respect, then say what you want.
I mean,
yeah, you can.
She let, I mean, it's, not to mention all the, not to get into like history and political stuff, but not to mention all the, you know.
What
are you hinting at? No, we don't know.
I mean, all the stuff with like Kenya and Ireland and all
Kenya
those sort of things.
Kenya and Ireland.
Correct. Also,
the Cricket World Cup. Is that what you're talking about? When England beat Kenya and Ireland in the Cricket World Cup.
Also, I want to say I live in America. I have nothing to do with the Queen. So respectfully, I don't care.
You've never messed around with her?
I can't say
to
I
be fair, her descendants started this country.
Yeah.
Is that not fair? You wouldn't be here without her and him.
You may not be either.
I would not. They sent all the tough convicts over to Australia. You know, we fight with our hands over in Australia, unlike you guys. We talk about Anthony Richardson getting shot in the knee. Wouldn't be possible in Australia. We fight with our fists. But we wouldn't be started. You wouldn't be started. No one would be started without the Queen and the King.
I don't want world history. Let's do football.
Okay, can we get to one more thing
Let's finish the Anthony Richardson, because I think you're onto a good idea.
Okay. Okay, so they go out in pregame.
Yep.
Take him out. It'd be a fantastic idea.
He's shot.
Yep.
It would be great until they're like, we can still play the game. You just can't have the person that shot him play the game. Stoops and his sniper have to go off the field.
Wow. So Stoops and Coach
Stoops
Buff.
And the sniper are gone. gone.
I love the idea, and we're going to get to a little bit of a game preview, but I do love the idea by JJ Weaver. Let's just not let him run. It didn't really occur to anyone that that would be the case. We're hoping to get him on Sunday, so I don't want to shit talk him too much.
My guy.
My guy is hopefully being on Sunday, a little sneak preview who our guest might be. But we'll definitely ask him that question. I want to get to one more thing before we get really dive deep into the Gainesville matchup. I want to ask you about priorities, Miles.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's say, hypothetically, you do a podcast, okay? Let's say, hypothetically, the podcast is called Pin It Deep. Hypothetically, you're in charge of, you know, recording, bringing the recording equipment, uploading the podcast, kind of, you know, all the technical stuff. Hypothetically.
That sounds...
No, it's hypothetical. Okay. And let's say you've always put out a pregame show on Saturday mornings.
No, this sounds exactly...
No, it's not. No, it's hypothetical.
Okay, keep going.
Let's say you always put one out. So you normally always do it at about 5 p.m. on Friday.
Okay.
Could you imagine having the nerve... And now this is, again, hypothetical. Could you imagine having the nerve to text in to the people that are on your show, hey, guys, can we wrap it up kind of fast this week? I've got to go to Goodfellas with a couple of mates and have a drink and some pizza. So let's just wrap this thing up as quickly as possible.
I like their ranch and I like their pizza. Yeah. So Goodfellas would be a good spot to choose that over. But my priorities are in line. So hypothetically, that could not be me.
Would you even bother sending that text in?
No, because I'd know if I sent that in, I would get flamed. It would come up on the show.
Yeah, it would.
Almost kind of like showing up about 15 minutes late, 20 minutes late consistently. It feels, you know, it feels like potentially seeing a college mate.
Some of us didn't play golf all afternoon and enjoy the sunshine.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have, you know, certain, I would like to spend time with my father, an aging man.
I do that after I get off of work.
Right.
Haven't seen my father in 3 years, Brent.
Okay, so I don't want to take that time with my father for granted. So I took advantage of that time while everyone else was busy during the working hours. I was fortunate to have today off. Showed up here an hour early, had everything set up. 5:15, ready to go. Get a text from Miles at 5:25. What are all the cars doing on campus? And I'm just saying, priorities are in line because you know who's here first, last one to leave?
Which P is higher on your list, pizza or podcast?
Podcast. Podcast is definitely.
You'll be the last one to leave tonight because I brought a tent.
You brought a what?
I brought a tent.
Oof.
I will sleep in this building.
Yeah, good luck outlasting him. I've got one more for you. I want to rattle off some numbers, me and you, Miles, for just 5 or 6 each. I'll go first. 21.6.
21.7.
28.3.
Ooh, that's tough for Falcons fans. 25.5.
30.8.
That's getting high.
Yeah.
I'd say 29.5.
26.2.
That's a marathon. 21.
27.5.
Maybe 28.
23.9.
Brent, you want to add a number in?
I don't get it.
Me and Miles have been writing down. Now, you employed someone. You sent us a text out this week. It was a good text. Hey, guys, from now on, I've actually asked someone within the company to write the tweets for us on when we put out the show. I've got that organized.
No, it's not the tweets.
The delegation.
It's not the tweets.
The seconds that it takes to write a tweet are all between 20 to 30 seconds. But you don't have that time. Now, that's fine. We are very understanding of your time and the things that you do.
Golf.
Yeah, golf. Yeah, golf. Yeah. The day off, golf. You know, pizza and beers with friends.
20 to 30 seconds you should have. You'd be familiar with
stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, yeah. They say, you know, stay off your phone while driving. I don't want to, like, wreck and kill a family of four. So
priorities.
So priorities. I can't tweet on the road, you know. Okay. So, I mean.
That 30-second pit stop would just be. Just put you behind too much.
You don't want to kill a family of four. That's
right.
Fair.
See,
you're
pro-life. That's
pro-life.
Exactly.
Okay.
Do you have any defense or are we moving on?
We're good. Just go on.
Okay, Florida. Let's do this. Massive game. I had us at 7-5 this year, but I did have us winning this game. So I want people to know I'm going in with a positive mindset here. I want to say... Me and Miles, Brent, I'm not sure if you have, and this is not a dig at you. Have you watched the Florida-Utah game?
I'm watching it right now. It's literally being highlighted downstairs at KS Bar.
Yep. Have you watched the Florida-Utah game?
Some of it.
All right, here's the thing. I'll give you my little synopsis for this week, and then you guys can shoot from there. Kentucky, not great last week. Still covered, which we don't usually do. We don't always look great week one, and we clearly held a lot of things back. I think you didn't see much QB run. You didn't see a whole lot of, we mentioned like jet sweeps. We mentioned just a lot of stuff out of the playbook that we think we're probably holding back. We didn't throw the ball to Keaton Upshaw. We didn't see a whole lot of Tavion Robinson in space except for the first couple of plays of the game. I think we held a lot back. I think there's definite questions on the O-line. There's definite questions with the run game. We're probably going to have to throw the ball a little bit. But when I get to Florida here, which is why we're here, I watched them play Utah. They gave up significant drives almost every time to Utah. Utah barely had to punt. They had the ball on the goal line three times, and once was a turnover, which finished the game.
Yep.
Once was a fourth down,
fourth and one stop,
yep. Where they had four opportunities from about the 4-yard line, and one time they settled for a field goal after a couple of false start penalties. They also missed some very easy throws, and I just thought they looked all over Florida. It was one of those games where they'll look back and think, wow, we should have won that game pretty convincingly. I think Florida looked limited on offense. Anthony Richardson clearly can run the ball, although J.J. Weaver said we're not going to let him do that, but clearly he can run the ball. Travis Etienne's brother ran the ball quite well at times, and then the transfer, and his name escapes me, and I'm sorry for that, the transfer from Louisiana, Raging Cajuns, that Billy Napier brought with him.
Yep.
He ran the ball well too. They looked pretty good in the run game. Their O-line's pretty senior. They look like they can move some guys, right? Couldn't throw it really. So I'm actually super, super positive about this week in terms of it just seems to fit into everything that we like to do. We can stop the run. I think our defense has always been able to limit teams unless they could throw all over us. I don't think this team can. And I don't think this defense for Florida is just one that can just shut us out. Now, Utah ran for 250 on them. Utah's a good running team. But that means we've got to run for at least 150 to 180. And we've got Will Levis, who I think will throw it 45-plus times. And they had some wide-open guys all weekend. And the guys they threw it to were the tight ends, which is our strength. Miles, what are your thoughts?
The guys would have been open on Sunday, if that's what you mean by the entire right. weekend. No, I think we both watched it. I taped it and watched the whole game with Utah. Utah situationally was not good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what you're saying. Like, yeah, they dominated offensively, at least. I thought they moved the ball the whole game. It's just those key moments when you get down in there, instead of getting seven, they got three. I think the only thing you're not giving enough credit to, you kind of did, Richardson was the best player on the field.
Yes.
And sometimes when it's close, that's whoever has the best player, that's who's going to win. Utah didn't really have an answer for him. I think we're more athletic at the linebacker secondary spot than Utah is. So I think we'll be better equipped to stop them, as J.J. Weaver said. But I agree. I think we will run the ball well. I hope Will doesn't throw it 45 times.
Agreed.
I'm thinking more like 30, 35, maybe. I want play action deep shots this week, though.
I'm going to give you my big worry. We can all give our big worry or what we're apprehensive about, and then we can get into some more positives. This is my biggest worry about this week. In the swamp, everyone always says, obviously, in the swamp, hostile environment, very, very loud. Having played there, very, very loud. We have a very inexperienced O-line. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about the reverse happening from last year. What did we make him jump? 8, 10 times last year?
Yeah.
I can see that happening to us. A lot of miscommunication. I know we've got Horsey back in there to try and add some stability. I'm worried about false start penalties. I'm worried about lack of communication on the line, guys coming through free. I'm worried about, you know, some rookie wide receivers.
It'll be the reverse of last year. Their D-line will jump instead of their O-line.
And I'm so I'm so worried about that inexperience down the swamp when it gets loud.
Yeah.
And the ability to have just be able to hand off the ball to 24 is not going to be there if things are going bad, and that's what I'm worried about. Miles, what about you?
I think that starts with not Will, because Will can communicate to the outside more. Eli Cox at center is going to have a huge week communicating and trying to get everybody set up on the front line as to what's coming and where they're blitzing from. I'm kind of getting out of my lane of what I know and don't know, but Eli is the captain of the O-line. Mm-hmm. I think he'll be ready to go this week. He's played Florida last year. He's played in hostile environments. He has experience in those type places, so I think Eli will be ready. Kenneth Horsey moving to tackle. He's had experience in big games as well. I think they've got enough experience overall, just not at every position, where those guys can kind of coach him up and help him. So I think the O-line is definitely the area of concern, but I think there's a reason to think that they can be successful.
Brent?
I mean, you guys hit it right on the head with the O-line, obviously. And there is something, too, being able to turn around and give the ball to C-Rod or whoever. Not only does that grind out some clock and you can convert some first downs, but it also takes the crowd out of it.
Is Chris playing?
No.
You can't hand it to C-Rod if he's not playing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, not having him is a problem because, you know, then –
You got me excited for a second.
No,
I thought it had just dropped that he was playing or something.
That would be nice. But outside of the O-line, you all talked about Utah struggling in the red zone against Florida. Like, Kentucky struggled in the red zone, too, against Louisiana Lafayette. I think in the red zone they only had one.
Pardon?
Lafayette.
Louisiana Lafayette.
Sorry.
Come on.
I've crippled
the Raging
ADHD.
Let me get
you an Uber home, Brent. Let me get you an Uber home.
Miami of Ohio. Yeah. Sorry. You know, they
Louisiana Lafayette.
Sorry. We got Billy Napier down there.
Louisiana Lafayette, I think we played in 2017, maybe, or 16.
Make fun of my ADHD.
So maybe we did. Maybe we did struggle in the red zone. I'll go back and watch the tape, and we'll see. Continue.
Sincerely, though, week one, Kentucky struggled in the red zone. I think they only punched it in for a touchdown once. Scored 3 times, but only 1 touchdown, I think. I don't know. But that's an area of concern. If Kentucky's going to beat Florida, they're going to have to convert in the red zone because Utah didn't, and like you saw what happened. So
let's get to the positives, and then we'll get on to some other things, and then we'll get to our prediction, as we always do, further down the track. I think our receivers looked great last week. Even though they were young, they looked great. Our ability to make guys miss looks awesome. I'm super excited about seeing, and I kind of mentioned this on KSR today, may have been given a few hints from guys on the team that we're going to see Tavion Robinson in a very Deebo Samuel-like role this week.
Just giving away the game plan to the other team?
I mean, okay.
Sitting out waiting
Here's
for a
the
contract?
Thing as well. Here's the thing very quickly. No, not the contract. People text in today. So on KSR, right, I said, I think they're going to use Tavion in this way. And I think that I've been talking to some people, and that seems to be the way that they're going to go. And people text in and were like, you just want to give away the game plan to them? Okay. Firstly, there's two things to that. You think Billy Napier is sitting there listening to KSR going, we have no idea what they're doing this week. None. Let's listen to Matt Jones and Ryan Lemond and Max Duffy and Billy Tubamosa Billy, and that's where we'll find their game plan at. Number two, even if they did find that out, do you really think they've gone, who's their coordinator? 49ers, would it be worth, do you think he'll use any of that game plan? Nah. He'll throw that out. Like, let's not look at anything he did for the 49ers. Let's not be prepared for that. Let's just go with whatever they do week one, that's 100% what they're doing week two. Let's just go with that.
I don't think that he would probably doesn't have the time to listen to KSR with you and Matt. Definitely listens to this.
Oh, for sure.
They're having an emergency when they listen tomorrow or today. If you're
when he's driving
Saturday,
to the game,
they're having an emergency defensive meeting. Like we have completely missed the game plan, and we have to readjust everything.
And here's the thing as well, right? If it's too late now, I mean, if for some miraculous reason they did just fucking hear it, and they were like, oh my god, this is what they're going to do. One, it's too late to put that in with the game plan. Two, if they see it on the first play of the game, that's exactly the same as figuring out when we do. Like, what do you – they're not getting – it makes no sense.
If you're an SEC defense and you aren't prepared for a wide receiver being used in a running role, you probably shouldn't
have a
job.
Correct, thank you. So, anyway, I digest. We get back to Tavion Robinson being able to use in that Debo role. I'm really, really excited for that. I think they didn't look great against the pass. I think there's a safety called Dean – that Freddie Maggard said is going to be the key to the game for Florida.
Trey Dean.
Yeah, maybe Trey. No, I think that was that the
that's the Georgia guy.
Yeah. Something else, Dean. Probably his brother. Freddie talked about that's the key. I think that that's definitely something to watch. Being able to at least get them to acknowledge the run, and they've got to acknowledge the run if it's Tavion. So I think that sets up our shots. That sets up our play action. So for me, that's something I'm super excited about. I think all the negatives of Florida suit our positives. I think all our positives are good against their positives. So I'm really happy about the matchup more so than just our pure ability to be better.
I think with the Tavion stuff, the nice thing that we have this year that we didn't have as much last year was if you use him in that way, we could have used Wandell the same way last year, mm-hmm. but then that takes away any play action with him out of it. This year, you've still got Dankey, you've still got Brown on the outside that you have to respect. I think the other big thing this week that'll help us a lot, I don't think we had to show everything game one. Florida did.
Yeah.
They had to come out and do what they're going to do. I mean, I'm sure they have some wrinkles and stuff this week planned, but they couldn't really hold back and get a lead against Utah, so they had to show what they're going to do. I think that'll help us a lot.
You talk about Wandale a little bit. Yeah. I want to just get off track for 30 seconds. You talk about a coach that was just gifted weapons and now showing his true colors, Liam Cohen.
Wow. Mm.
He comes to Kentucky. We give him everything. We give him Will Levis. We give him Wandale Robinson. We give him Chris Rodriguez. We give him Justin Rigg.
Good gear.
Brendan Bates. All that.
A heck of an O-line, too.
A heck of a Luke Fortner. Oh,
great goodness. Head coach.
Jaren Kennard. Great head coach. Great looking head coach.
Imagine walking in the facility and
then
seeing Mark Stoops.
You go from that, and then, cool, you score points, you do well, great. Now, anyone could do it with that. Now you get tested. If anyone that saw the Thursday night game, he gets some scrubs like Matt Stafford. What's he ever done? Cooper Kupp, what's he ever done?
Trash.
You know, Sean McVay, his head coach, not as good looking as Mark Stoops. Not even close. But, I mean, you'd think Sean McVay had been eating cheeseburgers every day compared to his physique compared to Mark Stoops. And now look at that. Just a diabolical performance on offense. And talk about the true colors showing when you actually have to be up against it, Miles. Did you see that?
It's kind of like, to me, like the high school prom when you think you've got a certain date lined up so you shoo someone else away and your top chance says nah, and now you got to go back to the old date and beg for her back, or him. I think he'd love his job back now.
Oh, he would.
He'd be – you know, last night, Stoops got a text at about 12:30, 1 a.m., you up? Which is weird because he usually sends those, doesn't receive.
Yeah, he sends them to me every now and then.
What's worse about it, too, is he's on the West Coast, so you know that came through at 4 a.m.
And it was just one of those, like, hey, if things don't go well, you know, this week or whatever, any help, I can help you out.
And speaking of coordinators, give me a true or not true with a little bit of explanation on this. This is the moment for Scangarello. Now, I know you can say offenses develop, all those kind of things. I understand. This is the moment for him. Take down Florida at the Swamp with an inexperienced offensive line, inexperienced wide receivers. You've got a potential Heisman candidate. If he was to ever be able to show his ability to come into a program, run an offense, get the guys on his side, get everyone playing for him, this is the moment. And we should tear apart this defense that I think is very suspect.
True. I think this is it for him. I mean, he's got a lot of challenges this week with the O-line. The wide receiver group is inexperienced as a whole, and the running back room is depleted. So he's got a lot of things against him.
Hey, what an opportunity.
But, hey, next man up, do what you can do. I think this week you'll see, and he's plenty experienced, obviously. You'll see him work with what he's got to the best he can and maybe even have to adjust his game plan of what he was going to do to what we've got now.
Brent, I want you to give me a percentage chance and whatever you want we're going to add in. I want to give you what you to give us a percentage chance of how confident you are this week of us beating Florida.
So we said...
Didn't we do this?
Yes. We did
this. On Sunday? Has it changed for you?
It was 65 on Sunday.
Okay.
I've gone back and forth, but seeing, and you guys, I want you guys to get more into this as well. Seeing everyone pick against Kentucky actually helps raise my confidence level because we talked about it a lot last year going into games like Georgia, Florida, LSU, Tennessee maybe even. Something about Mark Stoops on the road, his teams, everyone's picking against him. Just really, really pisses him off and pisses the team off.
I want to remind you really quickly that two of the four games, so 50% of what he said, we actually lost those last week.
Correct.
Last year. So I just want to say that it's he's basically giving us a 50-50 chance. I just wanted you to know that. 50-50. I'm not speaking above him. But
he also said he gave that us four everyone's games. Picking against us. Everyone picked the Bills last night, and they destroyed the Rams.
We lost two of those four games.
It's so. Okay.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
No, go.
No, you got it.
Well, I just wanted to point out the fact that the four-game example that you gave, if we went 4-0, I'd be very happy with what you say, but we lost two of them.
Fair. I don't even know.
Give us a number. Brent, give
us it's up to 70, but it's still
what's
shaky.
Moved the five? Just the underdog and Stoops?
Just the underdog, to be honest. And the like what you all said about Florida giving up some drives for Utah. And you know, I think – Will's going to rein it back in this week, too. Last week, week one was shaky. Week one can be shaky for every quarterback. You know, I know Will wasn't pleased with his performance. He said so in the press conference. And I think we talked about it on Sunday, too. This week two game in the Swamp really mirrors a lot of the game in the Swamp from 2018, too. It looked shaky week one.
Same field.
Same field. Same uniforms. Yeah. So, new coach. For Florida, too. I think that was
Dan
Mullen's
first
year.
Same.
So, that's...
That's true, actually. That was Dan Mullen's first game against us, right?
I believe. Or was it the one before?
Yes, it was. Hey, yeah. That's Brent, that's probably
that
the best thing you've ever
point.
Said on this show.
No, ever in your life.
Yes, ever.
I'm just going to retire on that one. So.
You should.
In fact, if that's what you... That was fantastic. Same uniforms, same field, and I'm being serious, same first up head coach. That's actually true because Dan Mullen had just come in, right? Who was their head coach before that?
McElwain. Was it not McElwain?
McElwain.
Oh, that's the Sharp guy?
It was Muschamp, then McElwain, then Dan.
Wow. There you go. Hey.
And I was there for all three of them.
And here's something.
Well, congratulations.
How about that?
Here's something for the...
But seriously, those mirror and that's
no,
what
for
just...
Sure.
You know, the universe is speaking to us.
Here's
science.
Something for the listeners that you may or may not know. You probably haven't picked up on it because he's never really said it, but this is true. I'm not even joking right now. Stoops is super superstitious with our uniforms, like very superstitious. In terms of if we lose badly in a game with a certain uniform, he might bring it back when we play Northern Illinois, but he doesn't bring it back ever for a big game. And he will go back, like he's done it this week. He goes back and goes, what did we wear in 2018 when we took him down? White helmet, blue stripe, white. We're doing that this week. Like, I remember for a little while until we lost... Oh, man, this is when I'm terrible. We lost to Mississippi State at Mississippi State with Sawyer at quarterback. Before then, we hadn't lost in chrome, white decal, white. And we kept wearing it every big game you wanted to win. Then we lost that one. We've barely
that
worn...
That was South Carolina. You all wore
it?
All
okay.
white.
So we barely worn it since. Because he just goes with something superstitiously and then he gets away from it. If we lose, if we keep winning, he goes back to it.
I noticed that last year when we had Isaiah Epps on, who is now at Tulsa, so shout out to him.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, we got this uniform surprise coming. And then throughout the week, it was like, maybe not because we played Tennessee and Stoops is superstitious. Yeah. And yeah.
You think he's actually superstitious or just loves Stevie Wonder?
That's a great song.
Great song.
But if he loves Stevie Wonder and was going with that, he wouldn't have even been able to see what we were wearing.
No.
So, there you go.
Too soon.
By the way, there is going to be new helmets this year at some stage. I guarantee you. And we've been saying that for a year.
I was going to say, we guaranteed it last year.
I am telling you they are there. They are in the equipment room. They are there. I'd have not. So, this is why. We didn't wear them. This might be scoop. I don't know if this is scoop. We did not wear them against Iowa. We had planned to wear them in a bowl game. We did not because Iowa wore black helmets, so we didn't want to wear black helmets.
So they're black.
So they're black helmets.
They are black. I'm telling you, they will be worn this year at some stage. Wow. I'm not sure when, but they will be worn.
Would be kind of cool if it was when, you know, South Carolina comes.
Yeah, maybe. Or like Georgia, maybe for the big game, playing for the East.
Potentially, yeah.
Can I run you through something really quick? We're going to get to the tweets. Actually, let's just get to the tweets right now. I was going to mention something that we had, but it's probably... No, I'll get through it really, really fast because we've only got a couple questions on the Twitter. Last night, we're at KS Bar. There's three of us sitting there. Me, Aaron from Clark Family Farms, Mason Wolf, former O-lineman for the Kentucky Wildcats, okay? Matt Jones is running a promotion where you get $1,000 if you win the competition on Thursday Night Football. We turn up, there's three of us, we put Mason's name three times in the hat. I didn't want to do it, Aaron didn't want to do it. Mason gets picked, he gets through the first few rounds, and we get to the final two people. Matt chooses a, what would you call it? Not segment.
Question.
Question or a, anyway.
Just a question.
Some questions.
Name as many, but go back and forth, Big 12, Pac 12, Big 10 schools as you can. Football, obviously. Name as many as you
Why
can.
Does
we'll
it
go
matter?
Back and forth. Huh? Well, I think sometimes that conferences have different with football, soccer, basketball, etc. They do. That's, don't yeah, question me on that. They do.
They have different, like.
Like we're
Kentucky
in the we're in like
the Pac, USA.
Like Stanford basketball like in Pac 12.
Yes, like yeah. our soccer teams.
Yes, they are.
Our soccer team's in like the American.
Notre Dame basketball is in ACC. Soccer.
Isn't no, there's some others.
Isn't there?
Like basketball is different as well for some. I'm
yeah,
telling you, it
Notre
is.
Notre Dame's in the ACC in yeah. basketball.
That's true.
Okay.
You didn't
anyway.
Know our, you didn't know our soccer team was in Conference USA.
I did know that. I've been to a soccer game.
Well, okay,
so why are you questioning this?
So for football, I'm saying because it could get technical.
I wish it had gotten technical last night. Would have helped Mason.
Oh,
out.
It would have helped a lot. So anyway, we get to that question, and I'm like fist pumping, like just yes, we've got the money here. This is great. Mason,
oh, did y'all decide to split it three ways? Or
Yeah, we've decided to split it three ways. Mason will murder this guy. This guy looked like he really didn't know a whole lot. He struggled in the previous rounds.
Wow, I hope this guy doesn't listen.
No, yeah, he can. He would admit he didn't know much. They are Mason's first. And Mason says, Kentucky.
Kentucky. The University of Kentucky.
Kentucky.
In
and
Lexington.
Matt said, that would be incorrect. They'd be SEC. As last time I checked, you played for them. And Mason's like, oh, man. Oh, man. And then the other guy goes, Matt goes, all right, here's your chance to win. And the guy goes, Stanford? And then Matt goes, yep, Pac-12, there's the winner.
$1,000.
Like, he barely knew one. And... I almost tore shreds off Mason on his walk back to the table.
Can you imagine?
We'll get back to Mason later. I think you've got something for him later.
But
what a disgrace.
If the other man, I don't know who he is.
What conference did he think he was playing in his whole career?
If that man was married, can you imagine the wife's just like, fine, go with the boys. Go watch your Thursday night football, I guess. I'll stay home and cook dinner, whatever. He shows up with 10 hundreds in his hand. She'd be sending him back every week
every
to this.
Week.
It's the best thing he could have done.
Mason
wow.
Wolf, what a disgrace. And I know you're listening, Mason. That was a disgrace. Twitter questions really, really fast. Andy E., your friend Miles. Has Miles Butler ever pinned anything deep in his life? Wow. I mean, if you want, I won't get into it. Also, when is my call up for the audition? We'll send a headshot. Hey, Andy E., we're going to get to that on Sunday. We've got something very special for all the listeners. So just hang out for that audition on Sunday. Adam Dahl.
I think he used to be a coworker of mine, actually.
Adam Dahl did?
I believe so.
How many sacks, if any, do you think Kentucky gets with a full linebacker core? And how hard will Brent cry when the Vikings beat the Packers on Sunday? Brent, out of 10, if the Green Bay starts off with a loss, how disappointed will you be? Just give me a number.
0.
Okay. That makes no sense.
Oh, it's because like they lost 38-0 to the Saints.
How many sacks, Miles?
With just
They've
the linebackers?
Got one, huh?
Or everyone?
The linebacker core.
3.
Okay. Randy, which has the longest Twitter name still, and you said you were going to change it last week, Randy, but you did not. What is y'all's opinion on Natty Lights?
I've watched the game a lot.
I've watched the Natty.
Like almost every year that I can remember, I've watched
it. But I've never really paid attention to the lights.
Well, because like, it's never
solid.
Dark.
Yeah, they've never gone out, I don't think.
It's a Super Bowl, that might have been a problem.
Unless he means...
So he means Natty.
If he means the drink...
Nah, he wouldn't.
I just would drink water
if I'm
going
to drink something
like
that. I
can't
imagine he'd be talking about
beer. So the Natty lights are always pretty good. It's normally played in a dome, so no, they normally work pretty well. Yeah. I'm not sure if you want them to play in the dark. Anyway, it might rain this weekend. Can I borrow Bo's old helmet? Certainly, it will shield me from the rain. That's from the Woodman.
The Woodman.
Hey, Bo Allen, very quickly. This is a moment for Bo. TCU at TCU this week.
They play TCU this week. Yep.
What a game for Bo. Hey, tune in. If I'm not sure what time it is, to be honest, because I haven't looked that far into it. But for the Pit of Deep listeners, chuck on Bo Allen. Maybe send us a screenshot of you watching Bo Allen, if his head fits in the screen, obviously. And we'd love to see him out there against TCU because he had a great first week. We can't wait to see what he can do against a Power 5 team.
If he is a Heisman candidate, we're going to have to get him on.
Oh, yeah. Can you win? You should be able to win the Heisman from that division.
I think so.
If your ability against like the two FBS schools that you play are good.
Like, you've probably, let me think, you've got Cam Newton coming back against Auburn, Johnny Manziel moment against, or no, not against, against Bama with Auburn, Johnny Manziel's running around moment at Alabama as well. This is Bo's Heisman moment.
Yeah.
Tarleton State TCU.
Tarleton State TCU.
Eyes fixated, glued to the TV.
Imagine them trying to post a video of his Heisman moment and no one even recorded the game. Can you watch it?
Could you imagine the bobblehead running around against TCU?
The bobblehead.
Brian Frick says, now I'd like us all to answer this, and I answer it properly and appropriately. UK is wearing the all-white uniform this weekend. What is the favorite UK uniform that you've ever worn? I say chrome white for me.
We did, what they call it, anthracite?
Yeah.
The black, I think either all-white or the anthracite, yeah.
Brent?
For me, it was black shorts, gray t-shirt, and a hat. That was probably my favorite outfit I've worn to a game. So
that's very good. I was going to say you've never worn one, so that's good. Richard Bender, who has a fantastic profile picture. It's him looking like he's smoking maybe the world's most expensive cigar in a suit that looks like he's basically just taken down the stock exchange on his own. Retired grandpa to Semi and Elena.
And five followers.
Richard Bender, what a star. I said Liam Cohen was on the hot seat in this tweet, and he said he didn't call any plays, so why would he be on the hot seat?
Sean McVay's not going to lose his job.
Yeah.
So he's going to throw somebody else under the bus.
Hey, thank you for your tweets. We really appreciate them. Keep them coming in. We'll move on to the segment that we all love, we all enjoy. Mark Stoops started this, and he coined the phrase, "Boys do what they want to do, Miles."
Oh, men do what they have to do, Brent.
You can't just put the covers up over the head on a cold Sunday morning and
it's
avoid it.
It's easy to do.
It is easy to do.
So
you can't
easy.
Hit snooze on the alarm. You can't just go to have pizza at Goodfellas with your friends and a beer instead of doing a podcast.
Can't
you can't
show
pass
up 20 minutes
a,
late
you can't
to
pass
the podcast.
The 25-second tweet onto someone else. It's too easy. Mm. Boys do what they want to do. Men do what they have to do. Miles Butler, who is your man or boy of the week?
I have two. One of each. Where do we want to start? Do you want me to do both?
Give us one. We'll come back to you. Circle back around.
We'll go boy to start, and we're not going to cover it again because I like him, but Mason Wolf.
Wow.
Mason Wolf thinking that Kentucky belongs in the Big Ten, the Big 12, or the Pac-12 is definitely a boy moment. He should be ashamed of himself. I'm not going to flame him too much. Like I said, he's a good man. He takes care. He secures my life. But not his best moment.
Well, can we just add very quickly, we're going to watch the Lexington Catholic Knights. And shout out to anyone from the Catholic Knights that are listening. Mason took the week just to go to Austin. And instead of preparing, and the team lost 7-6. So, Mason, your O-line was a disgrace.
That's two boys of the week.
Yeah, you're
same person.
Yeah, absolute boy. You're a disgrace. Sort your life out, Mason. Sort it out. Brent?
I've got two boys of the week, actually. I think an unprecedented former UK player is going to make a boy this week. But first, I want to give a shout-out to AK Keith. First off, might want to change that Twitter name. I mean – Biden administration, you know, you might yeah. not, you know, saying nice purse in lieu to my profile picture on Twitter. It's 2022. It is a bag.
And it's
very
a man
handy.
Purse.
Very handy.
Yeah, nurse.
I cannot imagine what he's going to think.
Thankfully, not a hearse.
Huh?
Keep going.
It's a purse. That's fine.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what he would think if he found out that I get my nails done as well and have a few piercings. So, I mean, can't say where those piercings are over there. It might be a little too. Wow.
I'm looking at one of them.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can say the one in your nose. Everyone can see that one.
Well, yeah, that's already been on the video.
Continue.
Other one's actually kind of funny. Za'Darius Smith, former Green Bay Packer, former Kentucky Wildcat, Baltimore Raver, now a Minnesota Viking because he wasn't elected a captain in Green Bay.
Wow.
Went to Minnesota because of that. They didn't elect him a captain either. So what he did is he went and got a chain of, like, the captain patch that they did it, just iced out the big C and the stars. Absolute boy move.
It's going to make it so much better when they beat you week one, too.
They
so much better.
They can beat us week one. I will say, I saw where Michael Irvin and a few people have Kirk Cousins as NFL MVP. That's dumb.
Za'Darius Smith also felt like he needed to write into the KSR's top 10 as if it was like a worldwide voted on thing. And he said, like the whole like hand on the
face
emoji.
You know what? If he pays attention to KSR, Za'Darius, if you're listening to this, I want you to tweet at Pin It Deep. And I know you won't.
And he can be the captain of this show.
He very well could. Yeah. But if I will give him a captain patch if he tweets Pin It Deep and, you know, says he's not a boy.
Well, as a team owner, maybe he'll come back to the Packers then.
Well, I mean, that's just a boy move. I don't know if we can let that happen.
Miles?
My man? Back?
Oh, well, who you got?
Sam Hartman.
Wow.
You know who that is?
Yes.
Yes.
The quarterback for Wake Forest.
Had serious, I think it was like blood clots slash cancer.
No, I think he had blood clots. Yes.
Okay. Some serious medical issue.
We do a ton of research on this show.
Yeah, we clearly do our homework.
Well, we don't get given these medical
He was something
reports.
Serious medically. I'm not making fun of the dude. I thought he was going to be out for the year. Normally when they say indefinitely, not great. Hopefully in C-Rod's case it is great.
Well, I was about to say.
But for him, it was out indefinitely. He is back this week, at least ruled to play against Vandy. So welcome back, Sam Hartman,
welcome back,
to the
Sam
Wake
Hart.
Forest Demon Deacons playing field.
I've got one for BDWTWTDMDWTHTD for short, just so we can save a bit of time. You can't tell me, you actually cannot, and I would love for you to prove this wrong. You cannot tell me there's a bigger man of the week. Congratulations, King Charles. You've just become King of the Commonwealth. There's not a bigger man of the week than that, is there?
I could think of a few.
Okay, come on, man. Who's you just became king.
Boy move. Boy.
What, you think he should have just beheaded her and just got the process over and done with?
Yes, if you want to be the king that bad.
Okay.
Chop.
Like, if you're saying that family would have someone killed.
Yeah,
no,
nah, nah, yeah,
that's
not.
Do that.
That's not.
Let's not do that.
Certainly not the
Come
daughter.
On, Brent.
No way.
there's not a bigger man than the king. I love that one. By the way, who's our favorite coach besides Stoops? There's
Mason
only one.
Wolf.
No, there's only one on the UK. On the UK staff.
The best recruiter in all the country. Not the
biggest,
Nick Saban.
The biggest
The biggest
recruiter.
Dog.
Oh.
Clifford, the big red dog.
Dog.
The big dog.
Vince Marrow. Name show, the big dog of the week. We love giving you this, and we will get back into our Florida predictions once this is done. The big dog of the week, where we predict someone that is a 10-point or more underdog to just... Start barking,
just bark, bark, bark.
Sniff away, get in someone else's food bowl. You are checking very fast, aren't you?
He is looking.
Getting in someone. Brent, who's you got?
I did look at this earlier, but then I realized I do have a dog allergy, so I needed some more time. Marshall Thundering Herd.
Oh, you just saw it. Is that because you're not sure if they'll make it to the stadium or because of the spread?
Well, it's the what I'm looking at on my app right now.
It's
20
the first
and a half
that up.
Against against Notre Dame.
Okay.
Marcus Freeman, 0-2 as a head coach. Not a good trend.
He's 0-1.
0-2. He coached the Fiesta Bowl last year.
The what?
The Fiesta Bowl.
Okay.
He did.
So 0-2, not a good trend. Thundering Herd. I don't know. I like it.
0-2.
Big week for the Irish, though. Big week for the Irish.
I just want to everyone listening, he quickly got up. As soon as I started talking about the segment, he went on ESPN and just started scrolling.
No. I will say I did look at this before we started it and just absolutely forgot what my pick was.
So. Miles, what big dog is just bullying the little dog and getting in his food bowl this week?
I have two.
Wow.
A twofer.
Two dogs.
Hopefully I don't steal one of yours.
The double dogs.
And I do feel bad because they are both hovering.
Please don't steal
on
one.
Not being a big dog. You have the same thing, don't you?
Say it on 3, 2, 1, who you think we have. 3, 2, 1, Vandy.
Wow. Perfect.
My actual one was UNLV,
both
by the
smart.
Way.
I like Duke at Northwestern catching 10.5, and I like Arizona playing Mississippi State.
Wow.
Also 10.5.
SEC team to go down, you think?
Yeah.
Is it
who's playing Mississippi State?
I think it's at
right?
Mississippi State, yep.
Who are they playing?
Arizona.
It's Arizona, new coach. Gronk said they like him.
For those of you as well that finished the Florida game on a high, once we take them down, you can get home. And I think that one starts at 10:30 and just get to watch a bit more SEC football, which would be great.
Which one?
Mississippi State, Arizona is at 10:30. It's the last game of the schedule. Ah. Yeah. I've got two.
I know.
I've got one, Vandy. I think Vandy actually, like, there's always a fairy tale story each year, and for me, they're already 2-0, and everyone obviously always makes fun of Vandy for being the worst of the SEC. It would be great to see them beat Wake Forest.
Yeah, with the guy who just came back from blood clots. Are you
man
kidding
me?
The man of the year is coming back, and you have him losing.
The man of the year would be the Vandy coach if they can get 3-0, especially against, a ranked Wake Forest.
I think they are ranked.
So that would be crazy. The line was really close. I think it's only 11, so Vegas has given them a chance. I'd just love to see Vandy start 3-0. The city of Nashville, of course, would not get behind them because they don't even know that they're playing. But it would be good to go down there at some stage and be able to walk around and go, hey, how good's Vandy going this year? And they go, no idea.
For the record books, my pick was UNLV against Cal. So
okay.
How many points is it?
Here's my other one.
Okay.
And I'm putting a wager on this because I want to sit back and watch it and just watch the clock tick, 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 tick.
Have you watched 60 Minutes? When they do the intro and it's just tick, 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 tick,
tick, tick, tick, tick. The Hawaii.
What's the mascot? You know this.
Rainbow Warriors.
Yes, Rainbow.
A 51-point underdogs. And it's gone out to 52, actually, I saw today. Against the Michigan Wolverines.
Hawaii's coach took Michigan.
What a game that is. Oh. Not to win, but to have to start 52 points up and just try and hang on.
What's 52 over four quarters? Was that 13?
Yes, very good.
So, okay. That'd be two touchdowns a quarter.
Yeah. And now I feel
and
more
Hawaii
nervous.
Can't score. And that's, you think they stay within it?
Yeah.
It's worth noting Vanderbilt went to Hawaii and beat them by 53.
Yeah, Vandy did this already. Vandy covered 52.5.
But Vandy's my dog.
But Vandy may be better than Michigan. Yeah, that's correct. What we're not accounting for.
Fair.
So
it is only week two. We can't overreact.
Keep an eye on that one. Now.
Even though everyone thinks Anthony Richardson's going to win the Heisman.
Let's get some.
Best team in the country. Whatever.
You done?
Yeah.
What else? No, come
on. Go ahead.
Florida predictions, please, everyone. Game score. I'll try and make my game score highest score to lowest score this week, but no guarantees. I'll go last. Brent, you go first.
I do not want to go first because this is the first time ever I don't think I'm going to pick Kentucky to win. And
you just gave it away, so it's not as
no,
if you
I know, but
said 70%, and now you're flipping.
70? Okay, have you done basic math? 70% means you think that they'll win.
Possibility-wise, this is the 30%. I'll talk myself into it on Saturday, so that's why the 70% comes into play.
You've given us a 70% chance
Dude,
that UK's winning.
I'm a graphic designer. I can't do basic math.
You know what show he's been watching? Did you see the Stephen A. Smith clip today? They asked him about Raiders Chargers because they opened the year, and he was just like, look, this game, you've got Herbert, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, you've got,
Khalil Herbert.
Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
He's like, the Chargers are just too loaded. Like, obviously, they're the team here. And they're like, so they win the game? And he was like, probably going to go Raiders. That's who you are, Brent.
I have a 70% confidence because I'm a homer. But that doesn't mean if I had to put my limbs on the line, I'm not going to pick Kentucky to win this game.
Anthony Richardson's legs may get taken out. Yours aren't. Your limbs aren't on the line.
No, that doesn't make any sense. No, that makes none.
Less
you can't.
Than nine.
It is your percentage is your opinion. That is you.
Right.
You do not share that with other people. So if you say 70% okay, and then say, so, but I think we lose, then you're okay. not 70%.
No, no. I it can be 70%, but I can 70%. I can also think the game that takes place Saturday falls in the 30% category. That's very fair, in my opinion. Like, I can be like, oh, 9 times out of 10, Kentucky
then
wins.
Then you're not 70%. Because if you think it falls in the 30, then you're like 90% Florida.
I keep going back and forth, and 70% of the time, I find myself picking Kentucky. At this very moment, this very second, this is the 30% of the time that I pick Florida.
70% of the time.
Now, ask me tomorrow.
Give us a game score.
Ask me tomorrow.
I won't. I'm not going to. Give us a game score.
Why don't you go first? I'll think on it some more. Go ahead.
You can look up the game if you need to do more research.
No, go ahead.
Just give us a game score.
I think it's going to be tight, and I think it's going to be 24-20. Kentucky or Florida. 70%. 30%.
If we go every single game this year and he says Kentucky or Mississippi, I'll go Kentucky or Mississippi State. I'll go Kentucky or Georgia. Yeah, thanks, Brent. There's two
okay,
teams involved. All right.
Legitimately,
not last week. Last week he had to pick
two. It was
three.
That's correct. Yeah.
Legitimately, I think this, we talked a lot last year about how we caught Florida at the right time, LSU at the right time. I think this is when Florida catches us at the right time. Young O-line, game two.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Down some running backs. I just think it's, if we play him in week six, that's, I would be more confident,
we don't.
But we don't, so I'm going to go Florida.
We don't.
I mean, imagine Stoops requesting a change in schedule this week. No.
Not what I was implying.
Today.
Today.
Miles. So he's got us losing, Miles.
I think Florida scores late to make it look closer, but they have a lot of trouble in the red zone, and we don't. 27-20 final, Kentucky. But it's like 27-10, 27-13. Like, we're clearly ahead, and then we just do prevent and tick, tick, tick. They score late to make it look closer than it is, but we dominate start to finish.
27-20
us. Yes, we win. That's my 80-whatever percent it is now.
I've had us winning this the whole year, and I'm not backing away from that. I think we do. I think it's – I'd like to think that we would win a game like this somewhat comfortably, 10-plus points. I don't think that happens. I just don't have the trust in our whole team. I think Will Levis gets lit up a fair bit, but I think he also runs for a lot of yards. I think this is the week where he's like, hey, they ain't protecting me. I'm putting my shoulder down. I'm going through some. I think this is the moment that we have the Matt Ruffalo kick. It's not going to be an overly hard kick. It's going to be like a
chip shot.
28, 32, okay. Somewhere in that yarder where he does the big, like, puffs the chest out and walks around the field like he's made the greatest kick. It should just be a nice little chip shot. We win 33-30, and we take the Gators down in the swamp.
Do we storm the field?
Ryan Lemon will probably storm the field, yeah. So I might be at KS Bar. Matt gave me permission that if we beat them and if I'm here, I can get up on the stage and get the champagne out and spray it on everyone.
Naked.
He said I could be naked. Yes, he said actually.
Make
I
sure he
be.
Turns the heat up before you get out
yeah.
of
yeah.
Can I mention this? Part of the reason why I have bad mojo going to this game and part of the reason why I actually am picking Florida is because, like Stoops, I am superstitious. And I think it's bad mojo. I've had an unlucky week. And then I have to attend a wedding. Love my friends. Very happy they're getting married. During the game, the reception will be going on, which, in my opinion, is just bad luck. So that's why I'm picking Florida. Got to go against the bad. Got to get ahead of it.
I'm just
not even going to reply.
Got to get ahead of it.
I'm going to ignore
that. It's superstition.
I'm going to ignore that because I didn't know that we had some sort of palm reader on the show and some person that can look into weird crystal balls and just, yeah.
Ayahuasca.
The whole yep. Aaron Rodgers stuff. Anything else to add, Miles?
I think I'm good. We've given Kentucky a win. We've given the Queen a good salute.
So here's the thing.
Rest in peace.
We'll finish off with this. All the talk, all the hype, everything that gets done during the preseason.
Oh, the whistle's back.
That's right. We'll be done. During the preseason, during everything, this is the time to stop talking the talk, walk the walk. Will Levis is a Heisman. The young wide receivers that have been confident. The O-line that thinks that they're going to figure out their issues. J.J. Weaver, who said they aren't going to allow Anthony Richardson to run. D-Square, your favorite, Jarquez Jones, to stop the run game. This is the moment, and this is what you play for, and this is why you're involved in Kentucky football. Let's see if we can get it done and actually show up to this 10-2. Otherwise, we're exactly where we deserve to be.
Massive game from Colin Goodfellow. There's your hot take.
There you go. Thanks.
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 With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.